Well, that's an awfully good question. I mean, there is an increasing realization in public health about the I think about the need for sort of harm reduction approaches rather than emergency. And I think there's also an increasing realization that these emergency response systems are simply making up for weak civil kind of chronic care systems. So increasingly, I think there is attention to why are we treating asthma? Why are we treating outcomes of obesity? Why are we treating drug addiction in emergency rooms at incredible costs and very little effect when these are issues that are more chronic and require prevention, education, and on-the-ground kinds of services that are a little more sophisticated than sort of the big institution. So instead of sort of plopping a big hospital or a big community center or a big, all these kinds of things are suggesting increasingly that integrating sort of networks of public health and public safety into the networks that are already active in those neighborhoods. I mean, people are already grappling with health issues, are already grappling with problems of unemployment and problems with criminal justice. So what's a little more difficult but much more effective is this understanding that we should tap into those networks and let's help mobilize those that are already on the ground. And I think public health environments are increasingly realizing that. But I also think that criminal justice solutions can really find a purchase in public health thinking, particularly around harm reduction and chronic care, so that we come up with the kinds of responses to crime and criminal offenses and so on that are not simply harmful and costly, with very little productivity and a great deal of cost to the community, but in fact could be integrated into those networks in the community, into developing community service work, into a whole range of options that don't necessarily require iron bars and concrete walls for punishment. And I think public health, because the public health environment suffers from some of the same sort of urgent care responses, it also has a lot more tested solutions, I think, to those problems that criminal justice can borrow and take advantage of. And I also think that people just don't, you know, realize how closely the populations are overlapping. That is, populations that are in chronic ill health over time due to relationships with poverty and so on are the same populations that are going in and out of prison and jail. And so understanding those two as kind of a single group in a certain way gives you more opportunity to kind of wed solutions that are greater, you know, where the whole is greater than the individual parts. So I think it's inevitable, in fact, that public health and safety will be increasingly considered a thing, a single kind of unitary way of thinking, rather than this more fractured sense of, you know, criminal justice and healthcare.